and welcome to Station 5. This is audio number 3, so that means you must be group member number 3. Hello! Today you're going to learn the story about Wilson, a young man who was taken from his family and had to go to Cooper Island Residential School on Vancouver Island. You're going to hear about what happened to him after he accidentally peed the bed. Please remember that after the story is over, you should take a response card, fill out your sentence, and add it to our poster. Okay? Ready? Here we go. As the other boys started getting up, Wilson pulled up his blankets, tucked them tightly under his chin, and lay still. "Up you get," Brother Eubius called from the other side of the room. "Come on, Wilson. Time to get out of that bed." Wilson didn't move. He tried to find a way to get out of bed without Brother Eubius finding his wet blankets. But he couldn't. Just as he decided he should get up and make a run for the washroom, Brother Jerry came into the dorm. He looked down the row of beds and saw Wilson tucked under his blankets. "You afraid to get up, boy?" Brother Jerry let out a mean laugh. "I bet I know why you're afraid, huh?" Brother Jerry walked across the room and stood right beside the boy's bed. He grabbed the blankets out of Wilson's hand and yanked them back. Wilson shivered in the wet bed. "Oh, look here, boys," Brother Jerry called. "Look what we have. Wilson wants to stay in bed all day and enjoy his wet pee puddle. Wilson, let me show you what we do with boys who pee their beds at Cooper Island." "Get up," Brother Jerry shouted. "Don't just lie there like a fool, boy. Get up and pick up those wet blankets. Take off those stinky pajamas and throw them in the laundry bin." Wilson stripped off his pajamas. Naked, in front of all the other boys, he stood paralyzed next to the bed. "Get the wet laundry, boy," Brother Jerry prodded him. In a daze, Wilson did as he was told and threw the blanket into the laundry bin. "Let's go," Brother Jerry pushed Wilson toward the door. "Okay, boys, we got a cold shower to watch." Wilson ran ahead to the showers, followed by Brother Jerry and the boys, whose laughter and taunts got louder and louder. Boys from other dorms heard the ruckus and joined the group as they filed down the hall. "For those who haven't seen it, this is what happens to boys who pee their beds. Take a good look." Brother Jerry turned on the cold water and pushed Wilson in. Wilson squeezed his eyes shut. Brother Jerry finally turned off the shower, threw Wilson a towel, and shoved him out the door.